Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Darling Dahlias and the 11 O'Clock Lady by Susan Wittick Albert. Narrated by Peggotty Price.
The Darling Dahlias Clubhouse and Gardens, 302 Camellia Street, Darling, Alabama. Dear reader, we've all been pretty much up in the air with all the recent happenings in town, most of them connected one way or another with Camp Briarwood, the new Civilian Conservation Corps camp out beyond Briar Swamp. In fact, there's been so much going on lately, so many threats to the peace and welfare of our dear little darling, that some of us Dahlias are beginning to worry. And after what happened to Rona Jean Hancock, we are even more concerned. So when Mrs. Albert dropped in at the clubhouse the other afternoon to tell us that she had decided to write another book about our town, we weren't sure what to think. We've always imagined Darling as a beautiful place where mostly good things happen. After all, the people who live here are mostly very good, or at least above average. There are exceptions, of course, but when our darling citizens do something bad, it's usually a mistake or an accident or, at worst, a case of bad judgment. Lately, though, it seems that the outside world has been pushing awfully hard to get into our dear little town, like that proverbial camel who keeps pushing his nose under the tent, and the threat has begun to worry some. Of course, when the camel brings jobs and boosts business like Camp Briarwood, our local CCC camp, folks don't complain too much. But there are those who would just as soon that the camel went back where he came from and left us alone, while others argue that if Darling is going to have any future, our town is going to have to wake up and join the